Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Chatting to Manahelet of Yeshiva College Girls High School, Rebbetzin Natalie Altman. Good morning. Is that indeed true? Is every day like a miracle?
Absolutely. The fact that we can open school every day is a miracle. The fact that you've got a group of teenagers where school was not necessarily the most favorite thing, and I think these kids are beyond happy to be at school at the moment is their favorite thing. And I think that when we've seen such difficulty in today's world with illness and death and just tough times, financial difficulty, the fact that we can wake up every day, get through another day, I definitely believe that.
Well, it is. It's actually so interesting that you said that. It didn't occur to me actually until you said it. If I look at our own experience, with my daughter, she absolutely loves being at school at the moment. School is this place where she is nurtured and fed, and whereas in the past, I think it was just something that you had to wake up and do and moan about each day. But now there's this appreciation for how valuable this is and how important it is.
I've never seen children loving school like this. Mm. Even kids that find it difficult or just generally, you know, have not had the best attitude. It's been wonderful. And what's been incredible is that our biggest sort of leverage with these kids is, you know, is to say, listen, if, you know, they even proper code of protocol or whatever, then unfortunately we're going to have to close the school. And that is the biggest punishment at the moment.
Incredible. That's really remarkable. Tell us about Yeshiva College results.
Baruch Hashem, we are absolutely thrilled. I mean, obviously it is a very, very difficult year, but I do have to say that our teachers were exceptional, did not miss a beat. And even on Zoom one-on-ones with the kids. I know our English teacher even had Saturday nights with the kids.
Nice.
And really put in, superhuman efforts to ensure that our results remained outstanding. I mean, for me, thank God we got over 3.5 average distinctions per student. It also was not a year where all our students were academic. We had some students that through the years we were very, very concerned about passing. Never mind, thank God, getting a 100% pass rate and university entrance, which I think is significant. But for me, one of the most powerful stats was that overall girls and boys in, I think, each of the, can't remember if we've got 15 or 17 subjects, we got an average of 76%, which
that's incredible.
For me, that's
phenomenal.
An astounding, you know, even though you don't see that in the distinctions, but it's an astounding average rate.
I asked one of the principals earlier that I spoke to. I'm interested in your answer to this as well. Is what does a successful year look like to you?
It's a good question. Look, certainly academics, a successful matric year. There's no question that the academics play a huge part, not because of them and themselves, but in order to ensure that these kids get into the courses that they really want to. And as we know in South Africa today, certainly white Jewish males, white Jewish females, it's not easy. Kids with six distinctions have not necessarily gotten into the degrees that they want. So there's definitely, the academics certainly play a huge role. But for me, it's much, much bigger than that. We started doing matric exit interviews last year. And for me, the most powerful successes are what the kids are leaving the school with. Are they leaving with the values that you have tried as a school to inculcate? And I think the nachas moments were when the majority of kids said they're leaving Yeshiva College with a very, very strong sense of community and chesed.
Hmm.
And that the hope, and we've seen it, Baruch Hashem, over and over again, where kids from our school community have gone on to be leaders in our community structures, and certainly in Israel as well. That is truly manifest. When you ask them questions like, has Yeshiva College, contributed to your feeling about Israel and Zionism, and they say absolutely. Or, you know, those were just some of the questions where I think that, you know, that certainly makes the year successful. And then the other things that the kids did, both emotionally, socially, and spiritually. So you've got many of the kids coming to extratural learning. The girls in the Shalhevet learning early mornings, and the boys early mornings and late afternoons, when in addition to, you know, their heavy matric schedule, they still choosing, in addition to their, you know, formal Limud HaKodesh program during the day, are choosing to do extra Torah programs. But then they're also part of our leadership, extra Chesed programs. And then just the success is they're just certain kids that struggle. They struggle academically, or they've had a struggle at home, they've had a death or illness or whatever it is in their family, and the fact that they have come through on an individual level. Obviously, you know, there's the school level, but on an individual level, that each child has made it through their particular set of circumstances, I think is a success on the whole.
Have you had a lot of situations where kids have had to deal with some of the realities around COVID?
Thank God, not a lot. Specifically, you know, where there hasn't, there definitely has been, but not a lot in terms of very personal losses. However, there is no question that COVID has made these kids more anxious. I think, you know, matrix anxiety provoking enough.
Absolutely.
But more anxious, more worried, you know, the fact that they were the guinea pig class going on, you know, onto Zoom. They had no idea if this was going to work for them. And for some, it really was very, very, you know, difficult.
Yeah.
So, COVID itself certainly contributed to additional anxiety. But I think what it also built, actually, was tremendous resilience. And, you know, one of the things I said to them, and we had a little tea for the matrix to celebrate the results. And they now know that despite really difficult, unprecedented, unusual, never known before circumstances, that they will also have in their lives. They know that they can triumph, you know, through flexibility, prayer, believing in themselves, good health, good support systems, that they really could ultimately overcome anything.
We can't forget the stress of them not even knowing if they were going to be writing. You know, when the exams were going to be, were there going to be exams, and then the anxiety before, with them knowing, well, if somebody has to go into isolation, what's going to happen around that? That was, must have been enormously difficult for the kids.
Enormous. But I must say, I really do think that their teachers held them and their parents held them. I think that as a community, and I would, you know, I think Yeshiva College did exceptionally, but I also must give credit to all the Jewish schools. I think that together as a community, we pulled together exceptionally to just hold these children. I mean, the fact that Hatzalah came out with a, you know, a teen support, you know, kind of, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you could phone in like a teenager, and they had support. Our community really provided exceptionally to ensure that to whatever extent we could, we could support these kids and support the schools. I mean, our medical team, being incredibly busy themselves as private doctors, there was almost not a time where a Dr. Marburg or a Dr. Shuv and our personal Yeshiva College medical team didn't take my call and answered, you know, when there was an issue, for example, what happens if a matriculant has COVID. We got an answer right away. We could put out the response to the parents when there was anxiety. And I think that also, you know, played a massive role in, I won't say allaying, but certainly reducing
The level information of does that. Information does that. Unfortunately, this is where we have to leave it. Rebbetzin and Natalie Altman, well done on incredible matric results, and well done for how the school is handling the situation. It is.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.